Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattell. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organization isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we are all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess, both inside and out, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. And I have the most specialist guest in the whole world, two of my besties, two of my sisters, if you guys follow me on social media, I guarantee you've seen pictures of these fools, but they're here and we love them. And I'm so, so excited to laugh with them. And you guys will laugh too. I swear it. I promise. I pinky swear. Lisa.
Hi there.
Kimberly.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Hi.
You're the loudest person in the world, yet you whispered your
hi.
Okay, so that was a great start. How do we know each other?
Wow.
What's our story? Tell us our story. Walk me through our story, ladies.
Well, you're going to take it away, Kim, because you've known her the
longest.
Third grade. I was a year younger than you guys, so I didn't really know you.
Rub it in.
Whatever.
Youngin.
No, but I didn't really know you in elementary as much as, like, getting to know you in high school. We had home economics together, even though you don't remember.
She totally does.
Yeah, we sat at the
Mrs. Parker.
Yeah, Mrs. Parker. And
oh, I made a gym bag.
Yes.
I don't remember you in there.
I know, but I did make a gym bag. But do you remember Jen from the third grade?
Kim, it was fourth grade, but
fourth
fine,
grade.
Whatever.
Sorry.
It's fine, whatever.
Who was our teacher? I remember Istanbulian. That was third?
Istanbulian, is that a soup?
Mrs. Istanbulian, and she really...
It was Istanbul.
Okay.
I didn't have her, so I don't know.
And she had sclerosis, and she... This wall.
Is that the professional name, sclerosis?
Listen. Who was our teacher in fourth grade?
Who was your teacher?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
That was the best. I don't remember who our teacher... Okay, Mrs. Spiller! Nope.
Anyway.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. On.
Yes.
You were new. You were shy. I think you had bangs. I think you did have bangs, and you were really shy. And I don't know why I remember you, but I do. Maybe because you were so painfully shy. Uh-huh, and I don't remember us being, like, super close in fourth grade.
Or fifth or sixth.
Correct. But I remember you. And then junior high came, and that was better. And then high school came, and then it was off the charts rad.
So good. Lisa, do you feel... We didn't really talk in high school, though, did we?
No. No, we didn't. We didn't.
Why did we not talk in high school? Was it because I wasn't on cheerleading?
No.
Because fuck you. I was not. Fuck what?
That's what everybody said. You were.
One person said it, like, 20 years. A lot. Who's a lot of people? I wasn't a bully. I was so shy.
I didn't say you were a bully.
I was so shy.
I know. You were painfully shy.
And then you hear me now and you're like, who the fuck are you?
I know.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
No, we weren't. Lisa wasn't friends with you because she was only friends with the cheerleaders and drill team. No, I know. It's not true.
Oh,
but,
no, not at all.
No, I know.
No,
but,
I wasn't even friends with any of the cheerleaders except you.
I know.
So Kim and I, obviously, you know, we did cheerleading together, but you're the only friend I had on cheerleading.
I'm also the only one who tried out and didn't make it, FYI, for everyone. Repetitive years. Oh. I'm just saying, and drill team, when everyone and their mother made it and the janitor made it.
and the librarian who maybe was like 100.
You didn't make Jill team?
No, I didn't make Jill team.
So no,
I did not make any of the things, which, you know, by the way, Charlotte better fucking make cheerleading because I'm going to be that mom. I'm going to be down there doing the cheers with her. But she probably won't because she's already telling me not to embarrass her.
Oh my God. No, that's like a rite of passage. You have to embarrass your kids.
I know. She's like, Mommy, don't embarrass me. I'm like, I'm the coolest mom here. What are you talking about? And I am the coolest mom here.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. So, no. But as far as us, like, why weren't you friends with me? That's a better question.
That's a way better question.
That is a really good question, Lisa. Let me think for a minute. Hold on. I didn't know anybody. I was so, I don't know why. Why wasn't I? We just hung out on the shield and just like, we're cool. And I didn't talk to anybody, I guess. I don't know. I was probably like trying to chase some guy who didn't like me.
Probably.
Shut up.
Probably.
Shut up, ass face. Yes, I probably was, Kimberly. But that's not the story. The story is Lisa is so great and I wish I would have known her in high school, but actually I'm okay with it because I feel that the person I am now versus the person I was in high school is not even the same person.
Mm-mm. Same here. Yeah.
Right?
Definitely. Same here.
What about you, Kim?
No, I think I'm the same person.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you have the same clothes from high school.
Oh, no.
I do think I'm the same person because I'm really. That's why you didn't make
sure. She's catching her breath. That's why you didn't make sure.
No, I think I am the same person because I was always super inclusive with people. Like, come around, let's be friends. I love to bring everybody in, but I also felt really lonely in high school, and
which blew me out of the water when you told me that.
Really?
Yeah, and why? I still feel really lonely.
Even though, as an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've made really bad life choices. I'm a middle-aged woman that's made really bad life choices.
Every life choice she made was not at the top of the game.
But
you wouldn't have known that in high school. So when she told me, you would have never known, right? Because we all thought, oh, Kim.
I used to seriously panic about who I was going to hang out with at lunch.
I kind of did too, though.
All the time.
I think that's a common high school thing, I think. Because
did
I
thought,
oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I wasn't in a clique. I wasn't in cheerleading anymore, especially my senior year. I didn't have cheerleading. My best friend, she was part of like the real popular group. And
who
so,
was
like,
your best friend?
Chandra.
Chandra.
She was my best friend. And I remember we had biology together right before lunch. And she'd like say goodbye to me and she'd go off with all like the popular group and go sit with them, have lunch. And I would just kind of like skirt around and try to figure out who to hang out with.
I hated it.
Yeah.
I did too. Yeah. I actually did too. Because we also had this person in our grade that wasn't,
there was a couple.
There were several. And I felt like there, you know, because again, I was so shy and so different. Just so shy. Like, why though?
You weren't different. You were just really shy.
I was. And I always was worried what people think. And I still am. But I was so paralyzed about, like, what do they think? I didn't want to embarrass, like, they're going to make fun of me.
You were a people pleaser.
I was. I mean, I think I still kind of am.
You are, but at the same time, you're not. You don't do things now to, like, back in the day, you would not want to do it 100,000%. And everything in your soul told you don't do it. And you would still do it because you didn't want her or them to be mad at you.
Yes.
And you would be so worried about if they didn't like you. And
yes.
Now you're like, I really do want you to like me, but.
Yeah. That is true. It's just so interesting because people ask me what I was like in high school. I'm like, I was so shy. I wasn't even the same person. I mean, I'm not, you know, like I'm kind of the same person in my soul, but like not, I was so fucking shy.
Could you
shy.
Imagine when you were in elementary school doing a podcast?
No.
Mm. No. You wouldn't even talk. And if somebody talked to you, you'd turn bright red.
Oh my God, I would turn bright red and I'd stare at my feet.
You
I just
would.
Remember staring at my feet
and
all
I
the
feel
time.
Like you might have cried a lot because you
I
would get so embarrassed.
Yes.
If somebody walked by you and said
hi. Do you remember Mr. Graham, how he always had sweat pits? That was probably me every day. That was seriously probably. Remember he had the vest with the fringe and you could see his sweaty pits? That was probably me every day, but I didn't want anyone to know, so I just walked like this.
So then, okay, with you being so shy, how did you guys like actually connect?
Not a clue.
Friends?
Not a clue.
You don't remember whether it was like seventh, or like there was a pivotal point?
No, we were hanging out with the same people.
Kind of the same people.
We were hanging out with the same people. I don't know how that came about. Kim and I had a lot of ups and downs, but always about the same person, especially in elementary and junior high. I would say junior high.
I didn't have the issues. You had the issues.
Yeah, because I was the schmuck on the side of the road and you were like the cool one hanging out with Tommy LaForge.
I hung out with all of them.
You did. And I just, you went out with him and I would find out secretly because she wouldn't tell me. And then like teachers made me go sit in the library because I was crying so hard and hyperventilating.
We were like sixth and seventh grade.
Yeah,
I didn't go out with him.
You were holding hands in eighth grade with him, and I saw you guys hugging.
I thought it was Johnny.
No, that was like
Johnny. Oh God, the skater dude,
Aries.
Arius. Yes,
yes. He was 2 feet tall.
Yes, he was.
He was 2 feet tall, and a gust of wind blew him over. But he was cute as a tiny person.
Yeah,
yeah,
tiny
it was. Yeah, there was like this weirdness. We were weird. We were on. We were off. But
we legit always have acted like sisters. We have not spoken in years because of boys. And yeah. I didn't do anything. But
never.
You were pissed at me about some
never.
Random shit.
Never, never. I remember seeing. I don't even know if you know this, Kim, but I remember in eighth grade, Mrs. Soul, our history teacher. She has a daughter who owns the Pilates.
Amy.
Yeah. What was the last name? Soul. Right? Yeah.
Sowell.
She, Sowell. Sowell. So, Sanders.
No.
S-O-W-E-L. So anyways, I remember seeing you and Tommy.
No,
at nutrition. Remember we had 15 minutes to like stand around. And I remember coming around the corner and you and Tommy were hugging and like holding hands. And I had what I feel was a panic attack. I literally saw it and I started sobbing. And she sees me walking down the C hall.
And what grade was this?
Eighth grade.
Okay.
And I'm walking and I'm hysterically crying. I remember this like it was yesterday. I was wearing a jean skirt. I do remember that.
We all wore jean skirts.
But anyways, and she grabs me, but she's like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, don't come to my class. Go to the library. I'll write you a pass.
Oh.
And I said, I started like, you know, when you're breathing really fast. And I was like, I just saw something. And she's like, I don't want to know because I never want to look at that person differently.
Wow.
Who made you cry like that? And I was like,
oh, that was a dagger. Oh,
I know. You don't know the story?
No.
She never told you this?
But I mean, to be honest, everything I did made Jennifer cry.
True story.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Mark Vail could have walked by me and given me a high five because I was a cheerleader for him in his football years, and she could have started crying.
Aww.
He touched you.
He looked at you.
He fucking touched me.
You didn't ever talk to him. I know, but he looked at you, Kim. But that one was tough, and I remember her saying that, and I remember thinking that sentence always stuck in my head.
Wow.
Like, I never want to know somebody who would make you cry like that because I don't want to look at them differently. And I remember thinking, and I was in the library and I sat in the back when we probably had to look at the
card catalog.
I sat back there.
She's doing some like organizing of the card catalog.
And I remember sitting in the back just crying.
Seriously, take those cards and throw them to the library. Because I was like,
right?
What the fuck are you talking about? What are we looking for?
And I remember just crying the whole day. Does anyone care that I was crying the whole day?
No. Because you cried all the time.
I did. I really did. I really did. I'm surprised everyone. I'm surprised the friends I have.
Are you a meatloaf?
Okay, so you graduated high school because you're apparently a year younger than us. So
and my brother.
So we haven't been there yet. But you moved on. You went to college and you moved up to, right? Tell me.
So went to college down in LA and met somebody, got married, moved up to Napa. Because
I'm Napa. When you were a meteorologist.
And
she knows about the microclimates.
And it was funny, actually, because I was going to tie this in. I was just listening to you and David's podcast on the way over here because I have not finished that one yet. And
it was
really
funny. Tell me it was funny.
It was really funny. Two things. One, our stories are so similar.
I know.
You and okay, so let's preface this. Hold on. So your listeners can know I am married to Kim's brother.
Yay. But it also happened, we did not know. So you, as you guys heard on the previous podcast that or with David and I that, you know, we met up at a bar, like at a holiday time. I was actually with Kim and we had been drinking a lot. I feel we were a little too
we were drinking champagne.
Don't say that. There might be cops listening.
I know. I'm not. That's why I stopped.
Stop.
What if my dad was listening?
Oh, man, we're screwed. We're getting arrested. So anyways, we won't say what we were doing while we were driving, but we were listening to G-Unit. I'm confident we were listening to some kind of rap on the way there. But we met at kind of a reunion. It wasn't the reunion like, you know, because our school's lame. I mean, it was a great school, sure, whatever. But no, they didn't do proms. We didn't do any of
this. We weren't allowed to dance at prom.
We weren't allowed to dance. We weren't allowed to do anything.
It wasn't even called prom. It was called banquet.
It was called banquet, which was lame. And so our reunions were lamer, by the way, which I don't
know
if it's
ours. Not that Jennifer would remember any of the reunions.
Hmm. We're not going to talk about it right now. We're going to finish this. So Kim tells me, oh my God, my brother is talking to, or I don't know if you guys were really dating yet or you guys had just come back from your reunion.
Yeah, 20 year.
Yeah. And they, God, we're so old. Okay, fine. And then they had started.
Your 30 year.
What? I'm talking. And they connected, Kim's brother and Lisa connected.
Does this all the time.
Shh. They connected.
At a reunion.
Yes.
That my brother was not going to go to, that my mother and I made him.
Our timeline is almost identical.
I know. It's weird.
It's so crazy because you got married in September of 18, right?
Do you remember?
Yes. Yeah.
David and I got married in March of 18. And now we were together. We got, you know, we just got married in Vegas, but we got married in 18. And I mean, isn't that so crazy that we met? I didn't want to go to the second reunion. I definitely don't remember the first reunion. It was bad news bears.
Because we know the story.
It was so bad. It was so bad. It was so bad because when I get nervous,
right now,
when I get really nervous 20 years ago, I would drink half a bottle of vodka with no food and be like, I'm totally
and
fine.
And still does this to this day.
And she would wear
don't listen
18-inch heels.
I would.
And how you have never become paralyzed
or
from
lost
breaking
all my teeth. These are all real, baby.
I will say, though, she has thrown up in a porta potty with no shoes on.
And my feet are still here, by the way. And someone tried to pick up on me in the porta potty while I was throwing up, which was also amazing.
That's rock bottom.
It was rock bottom.
It was rock fucking bottom.
That was the night she was supposed to help me move the next day.
Oh, I was supposed to help her move.
Oh my God.
And she, I literally gave her a plastic bag. She was in the princess room.
I was in the princess room of your brother's, or not your brother's, but Kim's brother's house. And she comes in and she's like, how you feeling? And I'm like,
she was dead. She was in the fetal on the floor.
I was trying not to throw up, just as I was breathing.
I threw hair.
She gave me a duffel bag?
No, I threw you a trash bag.
Okay, fine.
All I need you to do is throw the shoes in the closet in the trash bag.
How many hours did that take?
One shoe.
And then you threw out.
Not even a pair. And I laid back down and prayed.
You're a great organizer.
And I prayed. And I prayed.
In its proper place. That's where it was born.
Watching this one shoe in
a trash bag.
And she comes back like a half hour later. She's like, oh, this is really good. I was so drunk, so fast, so stupid. And I literally had to scrub my feet with like bleach. I was like, she's like, you know, you're in a porta potty and you're wearing stupid shoes and you had to take them off because you couldn't walk in.
Because you always wore stupid shoes and you couldn't walk in.
I know. And now I have to wear like freaking hush puppies. I don't wear hush puppies, but I want to. Never.
No.
I will
we
die.
Won't even talk to you.
I will never. No, we'll I will talk to off. Myself.
We'll take
will,
them off.
I will not
beat you.
My friend anymore.
We'll beat you.
I will beat you. You'll have little Swiss cheese lines on your face.
Gosh.
What happened? Croc. high heels?
No.
I don't know this because but I saw it. I didn't buy them, but
I saw it.
And I drooled. Lisa, tell your story. Because, you know, it's like trying to play
whack-a-mole,
jump rope, trying to play double dutch, trying to get a conversation in. So none of these stories are ever going to be complete. But I want you guys to know they are there and they're so funny. Painfully funny, but hopefully Lisa can say.
I actually feel like nobody's going to find them funny.
Everyone is going to find them funny, but Munch.
They're all going to be like, it's like people talking out loud on their cell phone on speaker. Nobody gives a shit.
I don't give a shit, but this I give a shit about. I don't care about your speaker call and what you're cooking for dinner. Don't give two fucks.
Lisa, but how did you and Chris meet?
How did you guys meet? So living up in Napa, 20-year reunion rolls around, and I did not want to go. I was going down with a friend who wasn't sure if she wanted to go either. So we kind of had like a Adriana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we kind of came up with like a password. Like, okay, like we both want to like just like get there and then like abort. Like we had like a password. Like
what was it?
Yeah, I don't remember. I know. Raspberry. Probably raspberry. And
think it was raspberry.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember what it was.
Like, I feel like that's not
choo-choo train. I don't know.
the password was, let's get the fuck out of here right now.
Two middle fingers up in the air.
Throwing ninja stars. Oh, God. So, yeah. And then, so Chris and I, we got talking. We got exchanging.
Wait, can you tell us the part where you walked in?
Am I allowed to?
Yes, totally.
Am I allowed to?
Yes.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
And if we don't like it,
we just won't. I was gonna say we won't say names, but like it doesn't matter. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have to say names.
I know.
You have to say names.
I was gonna say don't say last names, which is so stupid. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, tell the story. I love it.
Okay, Fontana.
So like you, I reconnected with Chris on Facebook right before the reunion. Because remember how you were... I know. You were talking about how David was on Facebook.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome for listening.
Thank you for being my number one fan.
I am. So, I mean, Kim is, of course, and she's about to shoot herself with a fake gun. And I had seen Chris and saw that he was married and saw that he had married somebody who actually also went to Village.
Because Village is a fucking pond.
It's a pond.
It's a pond. Dirty, grummy pond with sludge.
And I kind of liked it there, but to the,
she's like, I did the backstroke.
And she was 2 years younger than us. And so I saw that they had gotten married. They had two boys, so cute. So I'm like, oh, okay, Chris Kale like, is living the American dream. And so when he showed up at the reunion and I didn't know.
Dun,
and
dun,
so
dun.
There was like this big like grassy area that we were all standing on and he's walking in.
Wait,
and
yours was in a grassy area?
Yeah, they had it in Joey's house.
That's where we got married.
Not that you remember that either. Oh, you do?
Yes. I remember that night. You guys act like I didn't remember. I remember everything about that night.
You remember everything about their wedding?
Yes.
Huh. That's interesting.
And everything about the fucking reception.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Do.
You left like 20 minutes into the reception.
Let
me get back to my story. So Chris shows up about an hour late. And so he kind of walks in and like, you know, Chris was like, everyone loved Chris in high school. So like he walks in, it's like a celebrity, you know? And so I'm like, Chris, and I scream across, Chris, I'm like, where's Michelle? And everyone's like,
DJ, stop the record.
I'm like, what? I didn't get the Chris Kale memo.
What? And they're like, Chris Kale memo.
Like, he's divorced and it's really bad. I'm like, okay. So he kind of came up and he's
like, you're just here by yourself.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so he's like, yeah, I'll catch up with you later. And so.
What'd you think when you saw him again?
It was great to see Chris Kale.
No, but we were like, ooh, he's cute. I don't know why I'm doing the voice. Maybe he's Alexander.
Yes. So
I just got got that all over me.
Take a drink break here. Yeah. Back to you, Kim.
No, so what did you think when you first saw him?
I was so excited to see him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's always been just...
He's been Chris Kale.
Like,
he's so stupid.
Just
stupid. You remember about Chris Kale? Is he always had his EpiPen and in
a lid? Oh my gosh. Okay,
so he's like strapped on like it was a gun.
Yes,
but it was his EpiPen.
Like it was his knife. We always talk about it too. I'm like, you know, the first thing that I saw when I was in kindergarten was like your handmade. And he's like, it was first grade. I'm like, all right, first grade.
And it wasn't handmade.
Your mom had a leather maker make him yes, he tells everybody, had a special leather pouch that he got.
That's true.
Yeah, leather pouch.
True, was leather, but yes. I thought they
Your
bought
mom
it at like the,
had
at
a
the
shoemaker.
Cop store.
No, had a shoemaker.
That's actually really cute.
Hand make him an EpiPen pouch to hook onto
That's
his
actually
belt.
Really cute.
And he walked around, and I would be like, is that a knife? He's like, no, it's my EpiPen.
So I don't
he would
die.
Never use. Was,
yeah. So I don't die.
He got stung by a bee once. We were in Havasu.
Never had it. Never used.
Never
it.
Never had it.
Never had it. Where was it? Was it strapped on his swimsuit?
No, no. I don't even. He stopped carrying it, or it was so expired. But he's never used it.
He carries it everywhere we go.
Even now?
Oh yeah, all the time. We always have
does
one
he wear
in
his
the
leather
car.
Pouch that went around his thigh.
He does not wear his leather pouch anymore, but he always has it. Because he has his backpack everywhere he goes. Haven't you ever noticed?
No.
Chris always has a backpack.
Yes, he did. I remember one time having it.
When?
Oh.
Was it when we were river rafting?
River rafting.
Oh, yeah.
He has it. Oh, she remembers river rafting.
She remember getting there. She doesn't remember getting
anyway,
there.
Anyway.
She remembers getting in the car.
I remember all of it until when we got there.
No, you don't. Anyway.
Okay, Lisa, I cannot wait to hear the rest of the story.
I don't know where else do you want to go. So anyway, so long story short.
Short story long?
Short story long. Mm-hmm. I know. Sorry. So we got talking at the dessert table.
Weren't
we
you guys
exchanged? What?
Didn't he push you on a swing?
Oh no, it was the hanging swing. Yeah, so yeah, we danced. We did the hanging swing. You know Joey's like hanging swing where you jump off the cliff and you hold onto the swing.
The cliff? What is he? All of a sudden,
no, we
the
missed
ocean?
That at the wedding.
Well, they had it tied up at the wedding.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because you literally, off of the top tier where the band was, mm-hmm. you jump off that top tier and you go around. It's really cool. It's like this, like...
I would never do that. It sounds very dangerous.
Yeah. So anyway, did that. Then he came up the following weekend. He said he wanted to take me to the movies.
He came up the next week after seeing you. That's like... David took 900 years.
Yeah,
well, that's David.
Yeah. It was the night
but
before Mother's Day. And yeah, aww. And so it was really cute. So he came up, actually, it was adorable. He went to the airport. He's like, well, I had challenged him. I said, hey, take me out to a movie, living 6 hours north, knowing that he couldn't, but just challenging him. And he says, okay, so game on. And he went to the airport. He called me. He goes, I booked a flight. I'm coming up. And I'm like, no. I'm like, you can't. I'm like, I got the girls here. They can't meet you. Like, there's no So he canceled his flight, got a flight to fly in. Later that night, after the girls went to bed, and he shows up at like 10 p.m. Oh my gosh, have you heard about the car, the rental car? He rented from Fox Rental Car.
We did one time.
It's a rental car place. It was infested with ants.
It was infested with ants.
No, with ants. So the whole drive from Oakland to Napa,
he was just covered. How long is that drive?
It's an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an hour. Just covered in ants.
Yes.
That car was it was actually really funny.
So,
so
bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, so he shows up at my door. Shows up at my door, and we stayed up all night and just talked and talked and talked. Mm-hmm. You know, true Chris Kale.
Ooh, kiss.
Kiss Kale.
I heard kiss.
Kiss Kale. No, Chris
Kale. Did you guys go to first?
Barely. Like at 6:30 a.m.
Oh my God, I don't want to know.
And then I kissed your brother. Yeah. So, and then, yeah, we did long distance for 2.5 years and... Yeah,
I know.
God, it really
our story is. Just 2.5 years.
Yeah, and he only came and saw me 2 times in 2.5 years. I came down almost every weekend.
Oh,
but every other weekend. Okay, let's take a quick break. Click the like, subscribe, or follow button on any platform that you're using, and that will give you notifications when the next episode drops. Now back to the show. So, Kim, you left high school. You went to college in Humboldt. Mm-hmm. I was going to go with you. Then you stopped talking to me, so I did not go.
Why'd you stop? No, that's not true. She stopped talking to me because of Tommy LaForge, or it was Mark
Our
Vail.
Our senior year?
It was Mike Agnor.
No, you want to know why you stopped talking to me? I'm going to tell you.
You did something stupid and it pissed me off.
Yeah,
and
I didn't go to your third going away lunch because I had to work at the candy station wearing a train conductor hat and a white lesbian polo and long jean shorts, which, by the way, you also wore because you worked there.
No, we weren't allowed to wear long jean shorts. We had to wear jeans.
Jean shorts to our knees.
Oh.
Yes, so you remember well. And then I couldn't go to your third going away fucking thing. And you were like... And I just flipped her off. You guys can't see that. Yeah. And that's why you stopped talking to me. But I didn't think it was part of our journey, right? Part of our journey. And you went to Humboldt, which I was supposed to go to, but you stopped talking to me because I didn't go to your third lunch to say goodbye, which I've already said goodbye. And I was probably at your house saying goodbye and giving you flowers and kissing your feet or whatever. And whatever. I didn't need to go to Humboldt. It's fine. It's totally fine. Everything's fine.
Do you know that it's true when she gets quiet?
Do you know who came?
I know, she's totally like,
you fucking said something about Tommy LaForge. Tommy LaForge was when we were 12.
You're right. It was Mike Agnor.
It was when we were 12.
It's Mike Aghurst.
No, it was. That's not why. It was because I didn't go to your 37th going away lunch.
Is that true?
I'm not going to disagree because I don't remember. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't remember.
Anyway, you went to Humboldt.
Yes.
But do you know? Love it. Do you know who came up to Humboldt?
Bo and Jack.
Yep. They were hysterical. I don't think they ever went to class. And everybody in the dorms fell in love with them. And they would. There was this like water tower up on the hill. And they would hike it. And a skunk chased them. Mind you. They never went to school. They always were, I think, doing things that the Lord would not appreciate. So hence, therefore, they would not come to my room. Everybody else, they were like the cool kids. And everybody would come to my dorm and tell me all about how funny Jack and Bo were. And I was like, they were really funny. But yeah, they came up to Humboldt and, yeah. That's the fun story.
That was a great story. What were we even talking about to get us to that story?
I don't know, but I do have a David story real quick.
Yes, please.
So I have to laugh because I was, like I was saying, I was listening to your podcast on the way here.
Thank you so much for being my number one subscriber and fan.
Yeah, I am actually. I think I was your first subscriber.
Like and subscribe if you want to hear
I couldn't subscribe because I just put Spotify on my phone and you couldn't do anything.
That was 100 years ago.
Two days or the first 2 hours.
Yeah. It's been like 14 weeks, but whatever.
Yeah. I signed up.
Thank you. Thank you for being my number 17 fan.
So it was something that I noticed, and I have to laugh. I'm sorry, David, I have to throw you under the table. But
bus.
He's got a deep voice, but in the podcast, he's like, "Hello, Jennifer."
I know.
Oh my gosh, his voice was so deep.
I know.
And so I'm wondering if he paid off your sound guy here at $100. He's like, "Make me sound sexy."
His voice was so deep in that podcast, I was like, David.
I'm like, talk normal. Like the whole time listening to it, I'm like, David, talk normal.
Well, the funny thing was, is when I was like, David, say hi. And he's like, hello. And I was like, hello. My face is
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this, Barry White? I want to tell you guys something. I'm going to bring up Charlotte for 1 second. So she says to me yesterday, Mommy, on our drive home, can we listen to you and Daddy's podcast?
Aww. Cute.
Again, right? And I said, okay, honey, let's put it on. And again, there's not a language filter. I just let it roll. I let it roll.
And was there a lot of cuss words? Because I haven't listened to it.
You haven't because you're my number 30th fan, but it's fine. You haven't liked and subscribed yet, but it's fine. She goes, so the first one, I say shit a couple times. So it was like shit. And she kind of, I see out of the corner of my eye because she had to sit in the front seat yesterday because, oh God, sit in the front seat. And she looks over. I see her looking over. So she looks over. I see her judging me a little bit when she hears shit like 3 times in a row. And then I say, well, it's like fucking fuck or whatever. And she looks, she turns down the volume. And this is what Charlotte Gray said to me. It's really disappointing to hear that language, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Did David cuss?
Are you serious?
I think so. I mean, he said shit. I know he did. He cusses more than I do, though.
I know he does.
But she goes, Mommy, it's really disappointing hearing that language. And she turned the volume down. And I'm like, oh, God. And then I thought about my mom saying to me when I was a kid, I'd be like, Mom, are you mad? No, I'm just disappointed.
Oh.
And I was like,
it comes full circle.
Fucking full circle. That's exactly what I thought. But she's laughing when she said it, but she was judging.
I wonder where she got it from.
Not me, you.
Auntie Kimmy.
Auntie Kimmy likes to say bad words. And remember the time your boob fell out of the swimsuit?
No, I don't. But
she reminded
me. Your boob fell out of the swimsuit.
That's not a story. That's another story. But remember, and Charlotte saw it. She saw it. And she will go, remember when Auntie Kimmy's boob fell out, or her boobie fell out of her swimsuit? I'm like, yeah, we were all there, Charlotte.
It happens all the time.
She's like, she was like getting on her brother's shoulder or Chris's shoulders, and then her boob fell out. Yeah, we know. We were all there. We saw it. We all
Which
saw it.
Which isn't weird that my boob was weird. It's not
she's,
weird.
She's climbing, no, climbing on top of her brother and her boob fell out.
But he didn't know. Yeah. He's like, dude,
there's like a very incestuous family, isn't it?
It's a freaking areola. Just there it is, the pepperoni.
Listen, it's not a party.
Oh my God, the pepperoni. The pepperoni.
Should we talk about that story?
It's not a party until the pepperoni comes out.
Okay. Pepperoni so we're going to talk. We're going to say a couple stories because we have many. And then I want to talk about something. Unfortunately, Lisa was not there to embark on this. Lisa was not there to embark on this story. But okay. So Kim, Lisa, and I, we really do try to have like a girls' pool day. Mm. And a couple years ago, we had one. Kim was unfortunately an hour and a half late.
Listen,
It was an hour and a half late.
I live an hour and 15 minutes away.
Yeah, but you knew the time we were supposed to be
and
there.
I had to return.
We don't care.
No,
we don't
care. I had to return
Zero
my hit Stitch
it.
Fix.
Zero hard.
Otherwise, I was going to get shot.
Well, we were waiting for Kim. We hit it hard.
We did. We accidentally, Lisa went into the room with the booze. And when she came out, we said, boom, boom, let's wait for Kim. Oh,
yeah.
Of course, Kim's late. Of course. And then we had another thing. And then we had like a.
But when I showed up,
we're not there.
When I showed up, you had the nicest spread.
I really
out.
Did.
It was so nice. It was very Martha
board.
Stewart.
I know.
And
no one cared.
I did. I took pictures
but you were
of
an
it.
An hour and a half late.
I know,
though.
But I had to return my Stitch Fix so I didn't get charged. But this is the thing, and I was driving from Ventura, but this is
the
thing.
Well, you knew the time you had to be there, but it's fine.
I know, you're right.
No side story.
You're right. But this is the thing. I got there. It was beautiful. I loved it. And we had such high hopes for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to tan. We were going to have a couple drinks.
We were going to have high hopes.
I mean, there was like a thing planned.
And not only was there a thing planned, we had been seeing all these things on Instagram about these funny little, like, there was like the water bottle challenge where you like tie it to the ceiling fan and you like hit your head and your eyes are closed and something hits your head or whatever, you laugh. And the other one was a tortilla where you hold the water in your mouth and then someone hits your face with a tortilla and you try not to do this. So we were like, we're going to do everything we've seen on Instagram. So here's our plan. We're going to go, we're going to tan so we look like Giselle skin tone. And then we're going to have some drinks and we're going to laugh. We're going to have fun. And then we're going to do all these challenges. So then Lisa and I hit it a little hard, really quick.
Yeah.
Really fast. I don't think we touched the charcuterie.
You didn't. Because it was perfect when I got there.
It really was. So
Side note, Lisa is a alcohol pusher and Jen doesn't eat.
And also I cannot do brown alcohol.
True.
It's all true. Everything that Kim just said, normally it's all lies. This sentence was true. So I can't really do brown alcohol very good. It doesn't work. And I never eat because I'm always like, dee, 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 dee.
Because you're nervous.
I wasn't nervous around Lisa.
I know, but you're always like, I didn't eat because I was nervous. Like our high school reunion.
When have I ever said, high school reunion was 38.
Wait,
no. Let her finish the story.
Lisa and I, she comes out and she's like, I have some baby shots. And she's like, which one do you want? The brown or the browner?
Pretty
much. And I'm like, I'll take the brown for $100, Alex. And that's when I felt that it went south fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you agree, Lisa?
I agree.
So Kim finally graces us with her presence with her 75 bags. Lisa and I are kind of feeling a little buzz.
Kim's like, oh, here, help me with my 75 things. And, blah, 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 blah. And I'm True feeling story. Like this ship's going down a little. I felt a little buzz. And we took a couple pictures and we get in. And Kim's like, this charcuterie is so amazing. It's like Martha Stewart. Let's take it in the pool on that little table. And that's what I remember.
Seriously, that's probably one of my most favorite times with the two of you. I had so much fun that day. Saving her life. You haven't even got to that part yet.
I haven't even got to that part.
I saved Jennifer's life.
Not only that, your dog killed me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm still alive.
Yeah.
So she has
Billy.
Billy is so...
He took your areola off.
But let her tell
I'm...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she has this amazing English retriever, right?
What?
Isn't he an English retriever? What is he?
Yeah. No, he is.
It's a golden.
He's an English retriever. Yeah. So anyways, he's so cute. He loves the water. So we all get in the water with her. She has this amazing backyard, you guys. So if you ever see the backyard, it's like an oasis. It's like a resort. It's so amazing.
Janky.
And she has this cool like umbrella and it has a table where you can sit and maybe have a salami flower if you wanted, or a salami, whatever. And
only the rich people from Beverly Hills.
We got
it
imported.
Orange County.
We had it helicoptered in.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Only the cool people from the Real Housewives of Orange County have.
Anyways, let me tell the story. So we get in the pool and Kim's like, let's bring all of this charcuterie board to the table. And we're like, oh, we're so excited. And that's about, I remember like a minute more. Billy gets in the water because he loves the water and he goes in and his paws are like the size of actual bear paws. And he comes up behind me and he just scratches down my back first, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just died. I was in the movie Revenant or whatever it was called. Which is a great movie, by the way. And I was like, do I still have skin? You guys are like questionable. And then he goes to the front and he's like,
down.
And I'm
your
like, there's
suit.
My areola. Fine. Whatever. Yeah. It's fine.
Gone.
And that's the last thing I remember.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and Lisa's holding my head above water
for an hour.
But I did not know this. And then I'm like, hey, guys.
What's going on?
The
sound was great.
And Kim and Lisa are laughing hysterically.
Oh, my gosh.
And Lisa's like holding my fucking head above water. She's like, you literally passed out on my hand, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was funny because Kim and I got like laughing and telling stories and drinking and eating more. And like, I would kind of get carried away and like, drop your head and like the next thing I know like you're like underwater and so I'm like oh shit and like I literally had like you would not wake up
it was that whatever shit
all my fault
all your fault
and I'll take full responsibility for that but I mean nothing woke you up for like an hour. I held your head above water because there was no way I was going to be able to drag you out of the pool, so Kim and I just had a good time.
Apparently they took pictures with the corpse that was myself because the next day I saw all the pictures with like selfies with me.
No, but remember we made an agreement like we were not posting pictures, but of course I did.
Yeah.
But it was the first one we took.
Yeah, we took the good pictures, not of her dead corpse.
Yeah, not when, yeah.
So, underwater or
anyways,
above water.
I wake up. I guess I'm okay, right-ish?
Yeah. No, you were not.
Oh, you want to talk?
Guess
do you want to pick at that scab?
No, you can pick at that scab because I'll talk about how you were not okay.
I felt pretty okay.
No, because we had to call David to come pick her up.
No, all that's
Lisa
true.
Lisa called Walt and David.
I did.
Because you were a shit show with a potato chip bowl puking.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I threw up in the potato chip bowl.
And not only that, you got very violent because the video of us trying to do the tortilla challenge.
I don't remember even doing that, let alone.
You punched me with your here, and then the tortilla was like a wisp. It was like. But the punch was like.
How was that?
So quiet, you could hear a fly fart.
And she was throwing up and all of this shit.
Oh, it was so bad.
And then
it was
she
called.
I'm like woofing down the charcuterie board.
It was such and a promising like,
day. By the way,
my brother came home and watched me vomit in his chip bowl.
Chris came home. He was.
So Chris, okay, so I didn't know Chris was at the meantime when Lisa was holding my head up
so much.
He really has.
Yes.
I guess Lisa's holding my head up and he was also showing, they have a guest house and he was showing it as renters.
Oh,
so
right.
I guess the story came about me, like she's holding my head up. So the next day she sends me, or he sends, was it you or him? Sends me the text, right? Or you?
I planted it, he sent it. Yeah, I planted it, he sent it to you.
So they put a pepperoni in the bottom of the pool and Chris wrote—
With an olive as your nipple.
Yeah, and he's like, you could say nipple, it's okay, we're adults. And he goes, we found your nipple, don't worry.
Your areola.
Oh, your areola, because Billy had
ripped
it off and I died. Yeah. I died and had to revive myself.
And so there was this like floating pepperoni with the olive.
I wish it wasn't with the olive. What you're doing right now.
my hand is her areola floating across the oasis of the pool.
I have to tell you, that was a really great
that
day.
That was so fun.
It was so fun.
God, that was so funny.
Minus maybe an hour that I don't remember.
Chris and I laughed for like an hour after sending that to you. I'm like, send this
An hour when I got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we sent it to you, too.
I know. It was a group thing. And the other favorite time I've ever had is when you put the eyelash on.
Why is it always at my expense?
Because you're always drunk and passed out.
I'm actually not. Look at
Right now, that's shocking.
I'm not. The last couple of times I haven't been.
Anybody who wants to hire Jen, she is a blast. Not only is she an organizer of putting it in its proper place, but she's so funny. She's honest to God, one of the funniest people ever. And
absolutely.
No, she really is.
Amazing.
And she also really likes to drink. So if you show up, or if she shows up at your house and you're like, ooh, champagne, she'll be like, let's do this. And we got this. But she also makes really bad life choices when it comes to not eating at parties.
I usually just drink on an empty stomach and then it's bad.
Did you eat tonight?
I didn't.
Clearly. So what's your favorite story about us? What were you just saying? Because she said
I think that was my, like...
That
like,
was yours, but what was
definitely top three.
You just started to say a story. What was it? You
said talking about your eyelash on the mirror from
Yeah, so you might have to very quickly tell this story.
No, that's not my favorite story.
I swear she just said that was one of our favorite stories.
No.
I
have multiple favorite stories.
I guess New Year's last year, not 2025, 2024, go Happy New Year. We got there at like 8:30 and apparently I had already passed out by 10 because I did not eat. I did like 5 shots.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was also wearing
I got foil really eyelashes cool. from Party City that were $2.99. I know they're going out of business, but if you ever want them,
I heard that.
They were great. And
talk about your wig.
And I said, let's do a wig party. And these fuckwads didn't wear it. So David
and
I—
No, we didn't show up in it. We actually
all had the
wigs.
You want me to tell the story, and then you're telling the story.
Well, because I'm also correcting you, because you like to make it where we're all
bad. So I said, are we doing a wig story? Why would— or wig party? Why would we go and, like, put it on later? Like, you're at the party. You're wearing the wig. So they're like, oh, we didn't know we were supposed to wear it. So David
but
and
we
I—
all brought them.
David and I show up. Yours was still in the Amazon box. Like,
but
I
brought them. And all the pictures—
my hearing is still good.
And all the pictures of us wearing them later was radical.
Anyways, and then David and I show up, and everyone's looking at us like, who are these fucking jabronis? And I'm like, oh, my God. And I think that's probably why I started having shots, because then I was like, you suck. Or I just like shots, whatever. And then I wake up the next morning. It's apparently about 10. I guess I said this. I put myself to bed. I said, I am very drunk. The end. And I said that to David. He told me I said that to him. And then I woke up the next morning and about 4 in the morning. And I was like, oh, what happened? So then Lisa, about, I don't know, let's say an hour after I woke up, I see pictures where they're wearing my foil eyelashes, like, as little Hitler mustaches.
Okay, so, but the best
part—
no, but the best part of the story is she puts herself to bed on the couch in the middle of the living room where all the kids are like, oh, Auntie Jen's drunk again.
True story. I mean, it was true.
It was. It's all true. And we go over there to make sure she's still breathing, and she has this random fake eyelash stuck on her forehead. We're like, where did this come from? And the thing kept migrating.
Party city.
Party city. Did we take the other eyelash? I don't remember, but the eyelash was on our upper lip. And then the next morning, it was on the mirror.
And what I saw was that. And then I saw a picture of a
Christmas. Why is that funny? Because it just was.
Then I saw.
You shouldn't be there.
Then I saw Lisa send me a picture of a Christmas tree. And I'm thinking, why is she sending me a picture of this Christmas tree in a mirror? That's so weird. And then I look and I see the fucking eyelashes are on the mirror next to the Christmas tree. And I'm like, this is. I love her because she fucking is a fuckface.
And because I'm your number one fan.
She's my number one fan. She's my number one subscriber, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's the deal. Kim and I, we are going to talk something about organizing. And it's only for a minute because I had her help me with a project several years ago. She was dating someone who did not like to wear sleeves. During this time, so it was a while ago.
That's a wrap, guys. We'll see you later with more stories.
We'll see you next week for part two.
Ooh, ooh.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at @Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.